Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Okay, Mark, it's John. How are you?
John, how am I supposed to follow that up? I mean, come on. You just raised the bar to the moon, and now I'm here to talk sports. I can't live up to that.
Yeah, I feel for you, man. That wasn't fair, was it?
I mean, it was completely unfair, but that's okay. How are you?
Okay, I've been calling you lately just to complain about or sound out some sports ideas, thoughts, questions, that sort of thing. I got another one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm watching the Bulls game. And God bless the Celtics. I'm a big fan of their coach, and I have nothing against the Celtics, but I want to see the Bulls win. And I'm not surprised that we lost the two that we did, because, frankly, I'm surprised we won the two that we did. Their guard, Isaiah Thomas, carries the ball. He turns the ball over. He carries the ball. And Hoiberg, after the game, complained about that, and he was very diplomatic about the way he did it, because Thomas is going through some stuff, so he doesn't want to kick a guy while he's down. But he said, so I respect him. He's a warrior. God bless him. However, he's cheating. He cheats all the time. Your thoughts, Mark Harmon?
Okay, so Isaiah Thomas' sister died in a one-car accident, which was tragic. Isaiah Thomas is a great guy. Isaiah Thomas is one of the top five point guards in the game of basketball. Isaiah Thomas, all this is true, John, carries the basketball. You know who also carries the basketball? I'd say 95% of NBA players.
as egregiously, it's funny because when I was watching Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal and all those guys talk about it, and so they started to play the video, and I went, holy cow. You know, he picks the ball up. It looks like he's going to pivot, but it looks like he's going to capture the ball so you can kind of get close to him. But then he puts the ball back down in the other direction. Well, you can't guard that. And that's Hoiberg's point, and I think it's fair.
Yeah, no, listen, he has a point, but they're not going to call that. It would be like you walking into work out of nowhere and saying, listen, I'm very upset that there isn't cream here. Why is there not cream for the coffee? How is it not laid out for me perfectly? Like, everybody would just turn and look at you like you're out of your mind. Like, bring your own cream or something. Like, he's totally out of left field with this complaint. It's not like something that was even being talked about. So, and I don't think it's going to be called, and he's going to get fined, and his players are looking at him like he's nuts, too. I mean, Jimmy Butler's kind of like, yeah, I don't get paid to think about that. I get paid to play basketball. Like, it's not how the game's, like, that's part of the game right now.
Yeah,
no other coach in the league has said anything like this.
Well, it's funny because now that you mention it, they did not talk about that during the broadcast, did they?
No. John, I'm at the press conference yesterday, right? And he starts going into this, and I start looking around like, Did I miss something? Yeah, like, and you know, so, and I'm there often, but I'm not there every single night. So I asked like some of those guys, like, did you have any idea that Fred had this problem? Because I've been watching, you know, I've watched every game in the series. I've been at all the home games. No, had no idea. It was just bizarre. And
how tall is Isaiah Thomas?
He is 5'8". You know, I interviewed, to speak to Fred, like, I interviewed Isaiah Cannon last night, who he buried in December and didn't play him the rest of the year. And now in game four of the Eastern Conference, you know, first round playoffs, he's out there 34 minutes and it's like he's indispensable. So I don't know why I'm throwing that in there.
Well, I don't either, because he's got to do something. I mean, he obviously with Rondo down, he's got to do something. So I don't know what the solution there is, but at least I get it.
Right, but he's had Jerry and Grant playing, who has proven that he can't play, and he's had Michael Carter-Williams proving that he can't play. Isaiah Cannon, like, was a capable guy, and for whatever reason, I just buried him. My point is that Fred just makes a lot of odd decisions, and when he makes those decisions, he really sticks to them. like Denzel Valentine can't get in the series, and then all of a sudden he's going to go die on the vine of Isaiah Thomas is carrying the basketball when, like, there's so many other things going on.
Right, right, right. So you think that was just a poor excuse for why we played badly or didn't win in that game?
Right. I think it was just a really odd excuse. You know, in Memphis, I don't know if you're following what's going on in Memphis, David Fisdale gets up after game two versus San Antonio, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Spurs, and he screams about the officiating and says, "Don't rook us. I know that Greg Popovich has been a coach forever and nobody knows who I am, but don't rook us. Don't rook my team." And his team rallied around it and they paid his fine. Like, he had fined $25,000, and his teammate, you know, who make a lot more money than he does, although he's incredibly well compensated too, they all paid the fine. No one's paying Fred Hoiberg's fine. You know?
I hear you, man. All right. Well, I stand corrected. Like I said, Mark, it was a stupid thing to bring up, and the coach is an idiot for even going there.
Yeah. I mean, that's just my opinion, John, but I it was really bizarre.
Good to talk to you, Carm. I'll visit with you another day. When are you on this radio station again?
I will be there. We're doing our draft special.
Oh, yeah. I saw Adam earlier today. So you guys are doing that. That's a podcast you're doing, though, right?
You know, it's going to be Hamp, OB, and Kaz and myself from 2 to 4 on Saturday, and then we'll have the regular beat show 4 to 7.
Okay, man.
So, and I'll pop in sometime this week as well. So, John, great to be on with you, my friend.
Thanks. Take care. Mark Carman, the sports, just kind of chatting a little, because I was watching, because I watched the game, and then I saw them analyzing it afterwards, and I thought, wow, that I've never looked at it that closely. That is frustrating. There's another perspective from Carm.